Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The Ome Radio News Summary, I am Josephine Ogbodu. President George Weah has commended OMIL for its long-standing support to the peace and stability of Liberia. He gave special recognition to OMIL police and military officers who left their families to keep peace in Liberia. The president spoke today at occasion marking the honoring and farewell ceremony of police and military personnel who have served the United Nations mission in Liberia. The ceremony was held at Army headquarters in Sinco. President Weah told the officers that the Liberian people will remain grateful to them for their bravery and service to Liberia. At the same time, the special representative of the UN Secretary General, Farid Zarif, said the occasion signified the most important benchmark in the history of the United Nations in West Africa. He said the event further signifies the completion of a successful mission in Liberia with honor and professionalism. The World Health Organization, WHO, has warned that longer lifespans combined with risk factors such as alcohol and tobacco use, physical inactivity and obesity are behind a rise in cancer cases in low and middle income countries. The UN agency estimates rates in those regions could jump by as much as 70% over the next 15 years unless action is taken. UCED Liberia has embarked on a 5-day teachers training workshop for 480 primary school principals and teachers. The exercise has been carried out in collaboration with the Ministry of Education under its Read Liberia program. According to a release, the beneficiaries are from 160 UCED and Education Ministry selected public primary schools for the UCED Read Liberia project in Mount Dorado County. The workshop, according to the release, is to equip primary grades 1 and 2 teachers and their principals with the relevant knowledge and skills to improve early grade reading instruction using materials developed by USAID and the Ministry of Education on the previous joint projects. The news is coming to you from Ome Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. An oil tanker with a crew of 22 Italian nationals is missing in the Gulf of Guinea off Benin in West Africa. There has been no contact with the Panama-registered Marine Express since Thursday. The incident occurred less than a month after another vessel was taken by pirates in the same area. The International Maritime Bureau said the Benin Navy was searching for the Marine Express, which is carrying 13,500 tons of gasoline. And nearly 200 undocumented migrants from Central America have been found hidden in a lorry without food or water in northeastern Mexico. Officials say the men, women, and children were found cramped into the truck in Tamaulipas State, just south of Texas border. They had traveled from Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador and were bound for the U.S. 3 people have been arrested on suspicion of human trafficking. That's the Ome Radio News Summary, a production of the Public Information Section of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMIL, you can log on to www.unmil.unmissions.org, facebook.com/Ome2003, or Twitter/Ome News. I am Josephine Ogbodu.